Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to Girl Chat Sports. It's your girl Mo and Mel. We are here and we are back.
Back.
Nice little vacay.
Yes, nice little vacay for you.
Yeah, a little West Coast Wednesday. Yeah, you had a nice little break, you know, got to enjoy some R&R as I did. So shout out to everybody that's joining us. If you catch us, if you're watching, make sure to share. It's free to share and share alike. So you get to catch up with lots to cover. I mean, there was some interesting jugadores that one that I didn't even know occurred until I did a little research. There's some hot tea. Of course, we're going to talk about your Lakers, not only because of LeBron, but your guy, or not your guy, Westbrook is finally.
He's out of here.
Hitting the road. So I definitely want to see your take on your team now. We'll also talk about Kyrie, who's starting tonight. So make sure you give us some updates. I know you got the game on there. Give us some updates
right now. 16-8, actually.
Okay. Yeah. So lots to go over. We got the Super Bowl coming up, the finale of the NFL. The Pro Bowl happened here in Las Vegas this past weekend. We got the All-Star weekend coming up for NBA. It's just a lot going on. So, it is a lot. So let's just get into it. Last night, of course, unless you lived under a rock, we saw that LeBron James is now the new scoring title holder for NBA all-time leading scorer in the regular season. He's surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with a 38,388. Was there any doubt that it wasn't going to happen last night?
Absolutely not.
I mean, look at what he wore. You know, LeBron doesn't dress like this to every game.
Nah, he's ready.
He was ready. The whole family was there. D Wade was there. Jay-Z was there. I mean, everybody, the celebrity row was plush. Everybody was there, and had it not happened, it just was going to happen. You know, by the when he started walking out, he had the Beats by Dre on that had the 38,388 on top and the gold and the black headphones. He had his headband on back when he was young. I mean, there was just, it was happening. That's it.
Yeah, because if it didn't happen tonight, we were thinking Thursday night against the Bucks. But I think the Bucks defensively would have tried to hate and not want to be participants of that. So he chose the right team with OKC.
He had a slow start, let's be honest, because he had missed a few points. There, you know, there was bad passes on the Kyrie or on the Westbrook end.
For LeBron form, if you're not watching Laker games, this is how he plays. So they rested him is what I was more shocked at, more than his play performance.
Right.
But for him to get 30, that's not hard. You know what I mean? Or 36 to be exact. It's not a hard feat for him. What I'm more disappointed about is the fact that we still lost, and I wish the team, after this historic moment for him, would have at least tried to play up better.
Right.
And that didn't happen. So that was a little disappointing.
You kind of felt like he kind of, like after he got, so the end of the third quarter is pretty much when he got the last point that he needed. And then it was like, they had the celebration and then, oh, now my ankle hurts and now I'm going to sit.
Him to make the team win, like we still had pieces that, especially if you're down by five. I mean, we were down by five, sometimes two, like literally it was in inches of us to take this game. We had even tied up in the late fourth. So, I mean, just, you know, that would have been nice. You guys just got comfortable. I think the celebratory, the lights were bright in the crypto. I just think it was just kind of one of those things that everybody was just kind of in
the
this star game.
Yeah.
My other issue is, why didn't AD stand up and congratulate this guy? Why was he sitting the whole time?
I've got a video of that. I didn't catch it until it was made into people have started talking about it today. So we'll play it here. Yeah, I'm sorry. But the thing is, it wasn't that he didn't even stand up. It was that before, when we all knew he had only one basket to go, everybody's standing up. Everybody, all the fans got their phones out, which those pictures were crazy enough to see every single person with their phone out in the entire arena.
I mean, if Jordan, if when you were there, when Jordan did his big point.
If there were phones, there even was no then. Phones. Right, right. I totally get it.
If we had phones, trust me, we'd be capturing
them. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I just feel so... He, it's not that he didn't even get up, it's that he was walking and sat down knowing that this thing is coming. It just
no, he was a hater. The man sat next to him afterwards and was talking to him, and he still came off like he was a hater. Like, celebrate the guy. This guy, yeah. You're here primarily because of this guy. Like, do the right thing. Everybody else was on that bench celebrating him. But you sitting there like, he's such a hater, dude. I swear.
He's a big hater.
And I hate using that word hater because it's such a played out word. I just have to say he's definitely jealous and being petty at that moment. Right. That's what I'll say.
What's up, Kente? Thanks for checking in. I appreciate you.
Yeah, like, whatever.
Yo, he was,
he's so petty. Like, come on, guy. This guy would never do that to you, but yet you're going to. I get what it is. I'm not even going to say it.
Hey, I can't, you know.
I know what it is. I'm not saying it, but I know what it is. I'm just going to let it be.
Okay. Well, he's still there. He's going.
He can't go nowhere. What you mean? He's street clothes. Who's going to take him? And then he's going to want top dollar. He can't go anywhere. Hi, Tony is watching. Miss Tony, I miss you.
What's up, Freddie? Thanks for coming in. Hey, you got the trade. You got the trade. We're going to definitely talk about the trade for the Lakers, too.
Yeah, we are.
One thing I didn't get is, you know, you saw the memes. You saw the pictures of Kareem's face throughout the game. And it was, there was no expressions, no emotions, just flat, like.
Well, I knew it was coming. I mean, I think the blessing of it all is the fact that he was able to live to see this happen.
For sure.
Bad thing about it is we have a number four player in this same type of category who is not with us today. He is spiritually above us, Kobe Bryant. Right. He ranks number four as one of the all-time scoring leaders. He's right under Karl Malone with 33,643. The saddening thing of that is to me is that he was not there to witness that along with Gigi. That would have been a most epic night. And I felt like LeBron felt that emotion too. And I think Kareem probably felt that emotion too. Like, you have all these Laker legends around and Kobe is nowhere in sight to even give the flowers as well, you know? But I mean, listen, I'm excited that LeBron chose our organization to do this with.
Sure.
Because it's just basically like passing the torch. It's the same thing when he retires, his jersey will probably go up in the rafters. He did give us a bubble championship win. And it is that, but he is a Laker, you know, and that's just what it is. And the dope thing about it is within the top four of our all-time scoring people in the league, three of them are Lakers. So I'll take it. It is what it is, you know, but these records happen. Kareem did it in 20 years. LeBron's doing it in 20 and played fewer games than Kareem did to get that. So if that ain't a great feat in itself, that's amazing.
But didn't they also say that Kareem took like literally 2 3-pointers the entire time?
Yeah, he probably did. He probably did. And
LeBron, I mean, so that already put LeBron at an advantage too. He's taken 1,000 3-pointers, if not more.
He has taken a lot of 3-pointer shots.
So, I mean,
a score.
Yeah, I get you. Like, it's one of those.
This is not postseason scores. It's not during championship. Sure. This is regular season. A score is a score. We have now changed the game because of Steph Curry that all it is a shoot around now. That the three ball and shooting the three ball is what the standard is. Right. So we can't knock
it out. It's going to be one of those debates for life because people will say that, you know, Kareem also didn't have he wasn't playing against the same style and calibers that LeBron's playing against.
You know
what?
I'm so sick of these debates. These debates will never end on a good note. Men will be debating about this.
I mean, I know I'm biased. I got my guy right here. I'm biased no matter what. But everybody's going to have their bias.
I mean, there is no doubt in my mind, and I think in audience's mind, that Michael Jordan is probably the best player to have ever stepped on a court, in my opinion. Just because the stats alone of his resume still is not superseding what LeBron has accomplished. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's not a high time scoring leader, but defensive play, most MVPs. Like, come on.
And he's still in the top five, six or something.
Championship. Let's go there.
Yeah.
Six times. Like, there's a lot that Jordan has done in the year of 23, in this year of 23 of GOATness that is kind of in precluded to what LeBron's done last night. So, I mean, these debates never end on a right answer. No one's ever going to be right in the debate. Debates are going
to It's just going to be a debate until people get tired of it.
It's never going to be a settled thing. Pros debate it. The athletes themselves debate it. If you think you're great, you're going to be your only biggest fan. If you think you're great, then I'll go with it. That's the only thing that's going to be right to you is if you think you're great. And by definition, LeBron is great. He's a beast. I mean, I'm not going to take that away from him.
Definitely not. He's definitely the king. He's King James, and he'll have that. Yes.
It's like Tom Brady's a GOAT. Some would argue that, like I said, Joe Montana's a better GOAT.
And I kind of think it also depends on like what era of basketball you were watching. Like for me, I didn't get to see Kareem play much, so I can't really weigh heavily into that discussion. So the kids these days, they are, you know, 20 or so, they're going to think LeBron's it because they didn't get a chance to watch Jordan or Kobe as much as some of them that were a little bit older. So, you know, it's going to go on forever. What's up, Jagu? Shout out to Let the Ball Bounce. We appreciate you checking in. Catherine. Hey, Catherine. Kareem only made one three-pointer his entire
career. Fine. They still scored in the regular season and still played more games than LeBron did. He played more games in that 20 seasons than LeBron did.
Because LeBron also has load management.
But that's what I'm saying. He scored the more points than Kareem, not playing as many games as Kareem in three. That is insane. That you still could load manage and surpass this man's record. You know what I mean? Playing 20 years into the league. I think that is incredible. That is an incredible feat. And let's be clear, Kareem joined the Lakers in 1975 when I was born. He played till 1989, so I definitely got to live and see Kareem play. And there were prop bets on this thing. If LeBron was going to dunk the ball in the third quarter to score his 36, if he was going to do an infamous sky hook like Kareem to get his 36, we didn't know what the play was going to be. But he shot the ball the way he shoots, and that's it. And that's what it was. So.
And that's all he wrote.
That is all he wrote.
That's all he wrote.
And now we have to look at who's going to pass up LeBron's all-time scoring record. When will we see that? Will we be alive to see it?
I think somebody in the comments said it's going to be Curry. Curry would break it. But
that's what everybody says, but I don't know if Curry will break it. I don't know.
I don't know if he has the longevity to be in the league. I don't know if he'll be.
He's not even in the top 10 right now.
Well, here's the deal. LeBron says that he plans on being in the league for 2 more years. Think of what that point total is going to be when he's done.
Exactly. And to that point as well, Curry's not even in the top 10 when we talk about these all-time scoring leaders. He's not in there yet. So,
he's
gonna have to do another 20 years of dog on self, I feel like, or 15 or so. I don't know. I don't think so.
It's gonna be definitely a topic and a debate for years to come. And as long as LeBron's still playing, it'll always be a question to figure out where this.
I mean, he's gonna where hit the 1,000 if he's playing 2 more seasons.
He's got to hit 40. I think.
Yeah. And then if he hits that, then it's all bets are off for a while. I just don't know anybody else that's gonna be a scoring machine. But we don't know. We don't know.
And we'll see.
We didn't think anybody was gonna pass Kareem up. I mean, people were thinking in hindsight that would never happen.
And look what happened.
Yeah.
Jeez. But congratulations to LeBron. It is a huge milestone.
My custom LeBron hat with his autograph on it and the number 23. See, I knew the greatness was there already. So I wore that last night and in celebratory fashion.
I'm congratulating him, not the Lakers.
Listen,
Lakers still lost. So.
Shameful that we didn't win that game.
We should have won that game for him. They didn't try. So next in our hot topics, listen, our aces, when we were on the show a couple of weeks ago, we discussed Erica Hamby and the trade and the issues and what she brought up in regards to allegations she had. Now it's officially that the WNBA is going to be investigating the Las Vegas Aces and their salary cap claims, reporting that the Aces have made under the table payments to players, saying that they've arranged calls with potential signees, whether free agents or extending the contracts, that basically they'd be given a specific amount of money from a particular pre-selected company, and that the work involved would be like basically smaller, unimportant. So they wouldn't really have to do much for this money under the table, which obviously is a violation of the CBA. It's getting around the league's salary cap. The Aces salary cap is currently $1.42 million. Which is crazy because it's only $0.42 million over Becky Hammon's salary. But if it is proven that these are that if these allegations are proven, this could be the most significant discipline in the league history since the Liberty were fined $500,000 for chartering flights back in the 21 season. So the Las Vegas Aces has brought out this statement today talking about they're aware of the formal investigation. They're doing, you know, as best they can to cooperate with the league investigators and at this time have no further comment. Yeah. And, you know, they said that Mark Davis hasn't really been, he hasn't been quiet about how he wants to find ways around the CBA, finding the loopholes to be able to help provide support for those players, either financially or otherwise, because he feels they deserve it. And I'm with him on that, you know, to some extent.
Here's I mean, it's kickback city. This is Vegas, okay? Who doesn't get paid under the table for stuff?
But what's crazy is that Mark Davis is one of the least, he has, out of all the owners in the WNBA, most of them are like billionaires. He is not even one of the top five. He's in the bottom 10, like in the bottom five or bottom 10 of money. I feel like if the owners have it and they're able to kind of find loopholes where they can make this work, why is it a problem? These women don't make nothing. So if the leagues and these GMs or owners are able to make those deals for them,
they got congratulations. NIL. They got two free buffets at Bacchanal. That's their kickback, okay?
Right. I would love that. I would take
it. It's stupid. I mean, the thing is it's stupid. I mean, the fact that even the Liberty had to get fined just for a charter flight for the girls and all of that. And granted, yes, we know Candace Parker is taking a pay cut. We know Wichita is taking a pay cut, but they're getting other money outside of that.
Alicia Clark. Both of them are taking all you know significant pay cuts, like almost half their salaries. They've taken a pay cut,
but they got outside revenue coming in. And the thing of it is these women aren't making money; they're forced to go overseas. And we see what happens when you go overseas to support a country, and that ends up in shambles. Brittany Griner, and then you come back and have to play here. First of all, and then second of all, WNBA nor has this team turned a profit. They haven't profited from it whatsoever. So they have not yet been in the red. They're still in the black. They're still in the red. They haven't been in the black. They are not turning profits here. So what are they supposed to do?
Well, and so it's funny because I think they said they needed like $25 million to be able to charter flights for all the teams for all the games. Basically, if every owner that's a billionaire pitched in $2 million, everybody's fine. Everybody can fly a charter. There was some discussion that, you know, Kelsey Plum, I think, had brought up in an interview that Mark Davis would actually buy the middle seat during those flights so that the players didn't have to, like, sit in confined quarters next to somebody else, especially during COVID. It's not like they're just getting money, you know, like millions of dollars under the table. Like, these are probably just little payouts, but it's everything, every little bit.
I'm telling you, it's Bacchanal Buffet. I'm not telling them what it is. I'm not a snitch. I'm not about to rat out what my speculations is. It's Bacchanal Buffet. 2 years free Bacchanal. I think is an expensive.
I'm with it. I would take that in a heartbeat.
People are doing it. Ain't none of my business. The only business at hand is that these women need to be paid. They need to be paid properly. They need to be paid fairly. And I just watched an interview with Kelsey Plum, and I feel bad for her because not only is this attached to this, but it's also the Erica Hamby situation attached to the same investigation. And they're more speaking to that. I'd rather speak on that more than this because to me, this is just. Stupid. And
that's the other part. Kelsey Plum is the vice president of the women's basketball.
She's the vice president of the league. She's also playing with the Aces, and De'Erica Hamby is her best friend. So she's three times in a rock and a hard place. She's three times all around.
Tough spot.
She spoke on that on an interview and said she can't talk about it, but she knows her heart is with the Aces. She has love for De'Erica Hamby, and she loves her position being a vice president. That's all she can speak on. And the thing of it is we're not going to, whatever they do, whatever mistakes they've made, they must learn from those mistakes going forward. And sure, they can't get it right this time around, but they'll get it right the next time around. And that's all it is. And so I say that to say, I think everybody needs to chill. This is Vegas. We do kickbacks. We do give tips. We do under the table deals. They're not discussed. They are fully undisclosed. And I'm not going to talk about it no more, what they get. I'm saying they're getting free buffet tickets. And if that's what they're getting, then
We don't know what they get anyway.
Whatever.
But shout out to Ms. Bollandy. You're right. The players did agree to the CBA to begin with. And they need to be more aware. Yeah, they do need to be more aware. The other thing, too, is when we go back to the D'Erica Hamby situation, like, we didn't hear about this investigation towards the Aces until after D'Erica Hamby broke out her silence in regards to allegations about her being mistreated as well. So my thing is, did some of this information come through her?
Said something else to that to pertain to attach this with it. Of course she did. She's given all the lowdown, you know, and
all the tea.
Like, if she's going out on a blaze of glory, I guess she's going to burn whoever in her path to do so, is what it's looking like. But at the same time, I can't blame her for her being upset at the way they handle things. And like I said, they don't do the right thing like they should. And that definitely needs to be investigated because the way they treated her. But if it is a snowball of other things, then it's also probably going to involve other players that are going to have to now testify or give statements out of saying.
And what those sanctions could be if any of this does
come
out.
Hey, listen, we may not have a season. How about that? Maybe half of the Aces squad may be suspended.
Or maybe we can't get in. Maybe we can't play in the playoffs. Or maybe what if
our starters can't start this beginning of the season?
What if we don't get the All-Star game?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I'm not ratting out what they're doing on the money on the table. That's Vegas stuff, honey. Let that be. They're getting free Bacchanal buffet. That's what they're getting. Because Bacchanal is expensive. I don't know if you've been, but
they're getting free rides in the link.
The trick is to go like right at the end of lunch, before dinner starts, so you don't have to pay that $80.
The trick is to go with a 7-stars gambling player that can just skip that line through. That's the trick.
Got free buffets. Saturday business. But it's because of this. It is because of that, probably. Everybody's on our side with this. I've been seeing the comments. Someone in Vegas is like, and so what? This is Vegas. This is what we do.
Well, and plus these women they're not getting the money that they should be getting anyway. So what? If every team did it, why does it matter at this point?
If every other team had a smart enough owner like Mark Davis to find loopholes and things like that to give them little things, I mean.
Or who cared enough, maybe, or
and
who
Jerry
wanted Kirk to do
Jr.
enough.
Is in heaven like, this looks very familiar.
It's Vegas stuff, whatever. Vegas stuff.
Moving right along.
We all know that Tom Brady announced his retirement. He also announced his next OnlyFans page, I guess. Shout out to Natalie. You know, I had to send her this little screenshot, but so what was more funny is Tom
Brady.
It's not
cute.
He doesn't look healthy in it. Let's start there.
Doesn't track.
I just want the background. Like, let me just get the water and the palm tree, and if we could just airbrush him out of it.
How about that? You got something hiding over there, Tommy boy. Move your hand.
What's in those Brady's?
Like, you're taking mirror pics trying to thirst trap and it's not working.
Yeah, it didn't work for me. He tagged Edelman in a minute because of course they're the ones that are usually out there doing the, you know, shirtless and flexing on the gram. So
I mean, it's giving not doing it, sir. It's giving.
But the trolls were out. The trolls were out. That's for sure.
It's not working. It's giving.
Yeah, I don't know.
I this morning and have that come up on my feed.
But off subject, in regards to the Brady apparel, I did see a video, I think on Instagram, there was a guy, I guess there's a new like weatherproof hoodie that Tom Brady is selling on his brand. The guy was literally in the shower with the hoodie on and the water was just rappelling off of it.
He should have had a Brady hat on taking that photo to promote his brand.
Or put the Brady hat where his hand was.
Something. He wasn't thinking. It was early. I feel like this was after he made his announcement. He's like, let me walk off this beach. Did you know somebody was selling his sand too, where his feet were sitting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He probably walked off the beach that morning and said, let me just take this little thirst trap hit. See what this do.
I think that sand went for like 30 or 40 grand too or something, like after the, I don't know. It was wild.
You know what would have been more appealing is if he had had all 7 of his rings on, scar in his mouth or something.
That part?
I don't know. Just take
he
a
needs like a time. Creative director when he's taking selfies, apparently. So, hey, what's up, Jonathan?
Like old
Thanks
Tom.
For checking in. Oh, Tom. I mean, you know, he's a 45-year-old middle-aged guy that maybe just hasn't been. He's newly single, really. He hasn't gotten down with the whole selfie thing yet. So he's got some learning to do.
The right woman is going to show him. He'll be taking selfies all day soon.
Now, I know there's a lot of women out there that are proclaimed investigators. You can give them a name or a person and they're actively searching. I know we know a person. I know you are similar as far as you could give them something and they're going
to
be searching.
I'm trying to get somebody. Listen, I think it's been
whoever is out there. We need to know. So Jeffree Star, who is known for dating some celebrities out there, had posted.
Let's just start right there. He's a big okay. influencer in the cosmetic game. He's got his own cosmetics, Jeffree Star Cosmetics. I suggest you guys check him out. He's big glam squad. He does all of that. He bought a big 20-acre ranch in Wyoming. He was rumored to be like linked with Kanye to some degree. He has a pink Lamborghini. The man is just glam squad all day. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. So he had about a week ago, he had posted the picture to your left with him holding hands with somebody. They were trying to, you know, investigate the khakis, the Vans that this guy had on. It was wondering like where he's like, we're leaving
an NFL
LA.
Guy. Let's not leave that out. He's an
NFL, NFL guy. They were leaving LA. So it's an LA possible NFL team in LA. And then recently just post that his guy is 6'6". And his team didn't make the Super Bowl. So you see the back of him here. So people are wondering, who is this guy? To where I think the images you sent me, it mentioned that some professional athletes' wives were hitting his DMs because they were being accused that that was their husband.
They were shook. They were shook. They needed to know. They were shook. And by the way, the jacket the man is wearing is a Louis Vuitton jacket. It's like, and then people were thinking, okay, he's wearing brown and orange. Does he play for the Cleveland Browns? Like, everybody is trying to crack the code on this. People are rumored to saying it's Carl Nassib because Nassib just recently took his boyfriend off of all Instagram posts. But they're saying this football player is 6'6". Carl Nassib is saying he's 6'7". So it ain't Carl. Then they're saying the slope of the back of his neck could be Carl. But we're not sure. And Carl Nassib hasn't said anything.
6'6", 6'7". That's, you know.
Program height is 6'7". But Carl Nassib hasn't said anything.
Well, we all know program height is definitely not real height.
Right, we do. But Carl Nassib is not taking, he's not said anything. So I don't know if it's him. Interesting. And if you got NFL wives coming in chirping in his in Jeffree Star's DMs about it, then they're recognizing somebody that looks similar to who their guy is. I don't know.
The topic is hot. So
I need to know.
If you see it out in the Twitterverse that people are uncovering things, you've got to keep us posted. And somebody out there is going to be figuring this one out. I'm sure Jeffree's going to be dropping more clues throughout the time with this person.
I mean, it went
so
crazy,
I guess we'll see.
With that when he dropped the airplane one. I was like, okay, who is this guy?
Oh, man. Let's get into some Jugadores Locos. So this one basically occurred just in the last like 24 hours.
Mr.
Michael Irvin, literally on the picture on the right, he is doing interviews at Super Bowl on Monday. He no longer is covering the Super Bowl for the NFL Network as of either last night or today.
What did he do?
Apparently, a woman at his hotel made a complaint following a supposed encounter with him on Sunday. What's unclear as to what happened. The only thing that the NFL media had mentioned is that he was pulled from coverage and he won't be covering the Super Bowl. So Irvin had went on a Dallas news radio and said that he wasn't sure why he was being punished, that he had met a girl. So basically, first of all, it's Super Bowl weekend in Arizona. You know, everybody's partying. Apparently he went out Sunday night, went out, had drinks, whatever, came back to the hotel, whatever time that was in the night or the evening or early morning, met there was a girl there. He said that he talked to her for less than a minute. The only physical contact they had, he said, was a handshake. He said he didn't remember the conversation because he had been drinking, but that he wasn't sure why he was being punished. And apparently, you know, there obviously is cameras in the hotels. So for him to not be able to cover the Super Bowl anymore, there's got to be something in these videos that either the NFL saw or somebody saw to make this stick a little bit.
I don't know.
It's
the old dude in Arizona who gets turned up on TV shows, who's always turned up, and, you know, I don't know.
It's just,
I don't understand what's going on.
With Super Bowl there, you know, the solicitation is hot in Arizona right now.
I mean,
the workers is out.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
So, I mean, he's an old dude. Like, I don't know what's going on.
I don't think being old is really a deterrent if you know who he is.
I don't think it's a deterrent. It's just that it's an old, like, I don't really care about this. Like, it's an old dude. Like, I don't know what, and, like, he's even, I mean, until he goes on an apology tour or says something else besides a radio, I'm like, I'm confused, too. I don't know why they kicked you off, Michael Irvin. I really don't like the Cowboys. I really don't, you know, I don't care. Like, you're an old dude in Arizona turning up, and apparently you said the wrong thing to the wrong woman, and now you're caught up, and now it looks bad because cameras are rolling everywhere. I don't know.
I don't know. It was wild. It was wild that you can look it up on the internet, but you can't really see no one else talking about it on the news. Like, you know.
Come on. I don't understand. It's an old dude in Arizona turning up. Like, how many old dudes have we not seen in the casinos turning up and being crazy?
But what did he say that made it that crossed that line?
What did he say? What did or what didn't he say? What did he not say?
We got to wait for more information. We got to wait for more information.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
All right. Next up, Ja Morant. Out here doing some things.
Yeah,
so apparently during the Grizzlies versus Pacers game back on the 29th of January, there was some altercations. One of the rookies on the Pacers was talking some smack to Ja's dad. Apparently Ja was listening, making sure things were good, I guess. Ja's best friend or whatever, this Devonte Pack, had kind of gotten to an altercation, who had been passed by the Pacers bench at some point and was saying a lot of stuff to the team. I guess the referees caught it. They had security escort him out. Apparently, post-game, this guy, Devonte Pack, who Josh says is his best friend, his brother, whatever, and 4 to 5 other guys were waiting outside the arena where the Pacers bus was, to load up the players to go back and get out of there. And they were waiting there. They started some, you know, yelling, some arguing. Nothing really physical, I don't think, took place. I guess Ja ended up coming out and was adding into the altercation. And then what happened is that there was a couple of Pacers that are, I guess, remained anonymous at this point, say that after the altercation took place, they saw a red laser being pointed in through the team bus. They weren't sure if it was attached to a gun. They felt that it was a gun, that they're like, you know, that they're they were in jeopardy. Security for the team said that they believed it was a gun too. Ja was in the car, the SUV that was pointing the laser. And so it's just, what's going on? What do we do? But what are you doing anyway? Why aren't you just leaving the game, going, kicking it with your boys? Like,
Here's the thing. It's not even that. Your dad is out there jaw-jabbing with players. Well, like, he's already in violation of crossing the line and going on court and doing stupid stuff anyway. So why didn't the team, why didn't the coaches, why didn't anybody from the freaking Grizzlies org say, you know what, T, you need to sit down. I need you to sit down. I need you to just not get into these guys' heads. I need you to do the right thing. You're a grown man. And now you're causing a distraction to have your young, immature son come over and feel like he needs to defuse something. And now it's snowballed into this. Now, I will say, they investigated. They said there was no gun. They said that they don't know if there was anything suspicious with that. Like I said, it could have been a laser point. You know how people have those keychains, those red. Sure. It could have been all of that. It could have been just taunting or whatever. However, I will say this message. As we grow into different phases of our lives, we do have friends in certain seasons of our lives. Some need to stay back and some can go ahead of us. What Ja Morant is running into is he has friends from his past that are actually influencing him to make bad choices and bad decisions. Those are the type of friends you need to keep in your past. He never went to a private school, no matter what the memes say. That central school had a lot of gang activity where he's from in South Carolina. So it wasn't like he grew up in a bad neighborhood, and definitely is not good, but he has friends that are. You know, sometimes when you have those friends around you and you elevate to a certain level, you need to leave
You start making bad choices too.
To leave behind. And your best friend needs to grow up too. So I say that to say, you just got to make better choices in life, because that could have gone a whole nother way. And it could have gone real left. And I know everybody has a street dude. Everybody has a street person. Everybody has somebody that probably could be a hitter for them or whatever, or a goon squad, if you will. But you have to know that
where to take him in public.
You gotta move yourself from that.
And why aren't you just riding? Why aren't you just leaving? Like, why are your boys in the area? Like, why aren't they?
Everybody has an entourage. I mean, everybody has an entourage. The Jokic brothers are very intimidating. They could be a cartel that doggone sells. That too. They look like mafia too. Okay, but they cause ruckus. So let's not go there with why don't you do this and that, because everybody has an entourage. It's a matter of what type of people are in your entourage. Who can you take out and who can you leave behind? And that's what I'm saying. There are certain people in your life you keep for a season. You don't carry on forever as childhood friends. Some can't grow with you, so you have to leave them behind. And that's just what it is. And T. Morant needs to sit his butt down and stay in his seat.
They're going to have to start giving him, like, you know, 10 rows up or something. He can't be sitting down on the court.
He's too much involved. Is this your son? I know you want to live vicariously through your son. I know this because I see it the way you're acting. But you need to sit down. You need to sit down and be a dad and watch your son play and not get into his head when it's game time. You need to just grow up too. Jesus. Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And the thing is that he's already had a couple issues already this season. So, like, can we just stop? Like, just grow up. Take a break. Pause. Don't come to games.
I'm going to be like LeBron when he told his mom to sit her ass down. Sit your ass down. Like, you're messing up our flow here. You're messing up a bad.
Right. You're breaking. You're putting a, you know, they're putting breaks in games where they don't need to have breaks
because
at. You know, they got to take time to do all that.
Another player, shut up. Because I'd be telling my dad real quick, go sit your old ass down. I'm trying to play here. Jesus, you messing up my bag right now.
You ain't in this game. This ain't right. You.
I'm playing. You're not playing. Go sit down, or I'm not gonna have you come into my games, yo.
Oh man,
that's ridiculous.
Oh man. All right, one last one so we can move on. But ex NFL player Vontae Davis was in a crash in his Tesla and literally was found sleeping next to it on the sideway on the highway. Not only did he hit a car that was already parked on the side of the highway because their car was broke down, he hit that car, a Toyota truck, and that person had to go to the hospital with some injuries. But his Tesla was like shattered into pieces. You can see on the picture on the right, left there. And then he was found sleeping next to it and then couldn't even stay conscious long enough while in the back of the police car. So he got charged with a DUI.
I said he's well over the limit, and he didn't have the Tesla on autopilot like that lady they showed on TMZ with her sleeping on the freeway. Listen, with her Tesla going on autopilot.
He probably couldn't even figure out how to do that while he was so intoxicated. In his mugshot, his eyes were completely bloodshot.
Well, he was gone. Like, he totally was over the limit. He
took the whole bar down.
He literally is lucky to be alive and other people are safe and alive, because that could have gone a whole different situation. And it sounds like when you do that, get behind the wheel, you got a drinking problem. Like, you literally have a drinking problem. I hope he gets the help.
And of course, it happened in Florida. So what's new there?
And, you know, they go back crazy in Florida. So that's even worse. So that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. Very unfortunate. We're going to get into some Las Vegas sports. So, of course, you already know that we got Candace Parker. We got Alicia Clark. And we also re-signed Sydney Colson and Kia Stokes for Las Vegas Aces. Yeah, and we that Amanda Zawi B that we had got with the De'Erica Hamby trade, that we traded her to Mystics and have a couple second-round picks for 0405. We did release TP and Ileana Rupert, so they will no longer be with the Aces.
Okay, you've gone too?
What?
You said TP?
Yeah, Teresa Plaisance. She is out. Yeah. And then also Kelsey Plum and Jackie Young are currently in Minneapolis for the USA Women's mini camp that's happening out there for USA Women's basketball. So they'll be there until, I think, tomorrow. So good for them. Our Aviators. It's going to be 40 years of the Aviators. Well, you know, we've had a few names. We had the Stars, the 51s, and the Aviators. So they are Nevada's longest enduring professional sports franchise.
Yeah.
And this is their new logo for the season, celebrating their 40th year. So, dope for them.
Yeah.
Also, our rugby team, they've got a couple wins now. They're no longer in the struggle bus. But they do have a great game. They have one more game, a home game on the 24th of February. But this game, March 11th, The first 3,500 fans to the game will get a Gretzky jersey giveaway sponsored by Pink Box. Yeah. So, and actually they had like a whole promotion. So if you wanted tickets, they were going to have no fees added to those tickets for 99 hours, which I think is up until Friday. So you can go on Access, the Access site to get your tickets for the game for that 11th, for the 11th and get those Gretzky jerseys. So I think that's pretty dope. Yeah. So if you don't know, Gretzky is one of the part owners of the Las Vegas Desert Dogs. So, yeah. And the other thing, as far as the UNLV running Rebels, the women, man, the Lady Rebels are 12-0 in the conference, sitting nice and high in first place, four above the next. Yeah. So congrats to them. They got a game tomorrow at the Pavilion. So if anybody's in town and wants to go check them out, catch their winning ways, go check them out.
Cool. That's dope.
And then you sent me this. Was this during Pro Bowl? Was this like a Pro Bowl after party or something?
This was during Pro Bowl. Max Crosby. Shout out to Max Crosby.
Yeah.
One of my faves for Raiders. He posted this on his Insta and basically said, name this album. And it's so gangster.
Right. It's so dope. You see Marshawn back there.
Yeah, you got Sean and you got all the other players. And you got Mark Davis up there, Captain C. Yes. Chilling and is all white, like it's just a cool little photo there. And the tease is a lot of photos people are doing that and making them album covers. Not all photos can be album covers, but I feel like this one could be.
That was good. That could definitely be it.
I think that was cool. I thought it was really cool. And shout out to Marshawn Lynch being at 8 Bar over the weekend, being a celebrity bartender, had a huge event and huge turnout over there. That was on Friday night. Where is that? At Resort World, it's on the top floor. It's called 8 Lounge, and he was there. Shout out to anybody that went to that, because that looked like that was a good look. My intentions were to go, at least check it out. But I didn't make it, so yeah. But it was open to the public. He was a celebrity bartender for the night, and it was a promotion of one of his...
And I bet he's got a heavy hand, too, you know?
I'm sure he was born heavy. Yes, absolutely.
So speaking of the Pro Bowl took place here in Las Vegas on Sunday. I'm mad because that was my flight home that day. So I really didn't get to see it. I caught some highlights. I watched some of the skills competition that happened, I think, on Thursday or maybe Friday.
I didn't watch none of it.
I will say this. I was shocked that, because, you know, I went to Pro Bowl last year as far as the skills competition. It was Las Vegas ballpark. Tons of fans. Everybody was getting signatures and autographs because there was easy access to the players, which was really cool to get to and to see. The skills competition this year was at the Raiders practice facility. And when you watched it on TV, there were like no fans that were allowed there. Maybe a handful, if that. There was really nobody there. It was kind of sad because, you know, the Pro Bowl was supposed to be like a fan engaged
experience. I don't
know, game. Yeah. And it wasn't really, it didn't, you know, you go to the game, it seemed like there was a lot of fans in attendance, but you can't really access the players as well in the game as you can during those, the skills competition events. So that seemed a little tough. The NFC did win the game. I shout out to Geno Smith. I know Geno had 5 touchdowns during the game. Okay. So that's cool for him. There was mixed emotions about the flag football itself. I know Josh Jacobs, you mentioned it. Discussed how his
dislike. He said, just collect the check and go on, let us go on vacation, basically.
Just let us go on vacation.
And I agree with him, because the thing of it is Pro Bowl has never been the it thing, because these players are subjected to get hurt. They made jokes about Derek Carr entering the flag football and hurting his wrist, and we're like, oh great, because if he gets hurt, we can't let him go. So, you know, you've got all of that.
Well, they made it flag football so that you wouldn't get hurt, because there's no contact. Supposedly,
but there was contact. There was contact when Devontae Adams caught the ball. They rolled on the ground like he pushed somebody out of the way. Literally, that was like a legit tackle. Yeah. They were tackling folks, no helmets, no nothing. Still having contact. There was they didn't negate from that rule of no contact. They were definitely in contact.
Well, I don't think it was a regular thing of contact. I feel like there was a couple. You didn't watch it. You just said you didn't watch it.
I watched that. So that's contact, right?
So you watched the highlights?
Yes.
The highlights of contact. But that's what I'm saying. We don't know how much of that was in the entire thing, because neither one of us watched the entire thing.
We don't know how much it was, but it was enough.
But there was some contact in there.
Yeah, there was contact in there. Like, at the end of the day, there was still contact, was it not? If it's no contact, then there wouldn't have been contact, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I think when you're playing a game, so you're used to this for so long, I mean, I think it's just your body is naturally...
And for that, I say that to say, a lot of people applauded the fact that there was some tackles being done in the game. The Twitter universe, some of them liked it, said, oh, we actually get to see some real tackles in football. So yes, there was contact in some of these games. And again... It's Pro Bowl football. Like, it's not going to be, you know, I mean, it's not, whatever.
It ain't happening. But well, one part that was funny is, you know, Derek Carr got to come back to Las Vegas. He was chosen, which is interesting in itself because out of all the AFC quarterbacks that could have been replaced. But this was his little one-liner.
We don't.
You've thrown touchdown passes in Vegas before. You've been on fire. Have you ever been that hot in Las Vegas?
Not that hot. That's probably why I'm going somewhere else.
Nice.
Whatever, Derek Carr. We wish you the best. I don't care. Care about some Derek Carr. But I care.
But remember, you said that you'd always be a you know, down with your quarterback that played for the
Raiders. And Derek Carr is one of the nicest quarterbacks and a very nice guy, personally. But he is so pissed about how the circumstances are that he has shaded our franchise in order to go. After he promised that he would never play with no one else but the Raiders, he shaded us. He's saying little slick stuff. Whatever, Derek Carr. Like, go on somewhere. You're happy to even be in Vegas right now. That.
Apparently he's
they selected you because none of the top players wanted to select any of the other quarterbacks to come in. Josh Allen wasn't playing. A lot of these other quarterbacks. The ones that matter, like,
all the AFC quarterbacks, why are they?
Yeah, the ones that matter don't do this. Okay.
Super Bowl in Arizona going down this Sunday. A lot of stuff happening. We got the first Super Bowl with two black quarterbacks. You have the youngest matchup ever between two quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
Two well-balanced teams.
Yeah,
both 16-3 overall, both 546 points scored, both with six all pros, including a Kelsey brother and their quarterback. And the AFC number one seed and the NFC number one seed are heading into the Super Bowl.
It's gonna be great.
I hope it's a good game.
I hope it's not boring. I hope it's both.
I feel like it's going to be a good game, but it better be. I think it's going to have to be. And, you know, we got the two best defenses in the league. So who knows how much scoring is going to happen or how high scoring is going to be. But hey, if you do have shout out. Hey, Alicia. Yes. Black History Month 2023.
Correction. It is American History Month celebrating Black excellence and the contributions and inventions of Black creators in this country because we are Americans. I am not about to be. I've been telling everybody American History Month celebrating Black excellence. That's what we are doing right now because they want to take that context out of the Black history. Like, oh, you got your own. Yeah. It's American history too. So shout out to that. Shout out to Lisa for that. Because it is American History Month. We are knowing that we are the contributors of this country and the inventors and excellence of what we've done for America. And we are Americans. So let's not forget that we are saying, because they want to treat us like second-class citizens out here. No, we're Americans. Shit. Sorry, don't mean to cuss, but yes.
No, you're good.
Shout out to that. But anyway, this matchup, and I do like what is happening for Super Bowl. I definitely want to see... Philadelphia win. Let me be clear.
I'm down for Philly to win. Yeah.
I don't want to see these Chiefs because they're in my division. Now it does run twofold. If the Chiefs do win, our division does look more enticing to get probably a top-notch quarterback to come play, to compete in that. It might bring more revenue draw to our division. It may make it look a little bit more enticing to see who we get. But at the same time, I'm really not a fan of the KC Chiefs even being there like that. So I'm going to roll with Jalen and that crew over there.
Okay. Well, one person who is going to win no matter what is the mother of the Kelce brothers.
That's Donna Kelce.
And here's a little bit from her when she was on her son's show podcast.
You said that you're rooting for offenses?
Yeah, I am going to be screaming the entire game. Whoever has the ball. I want it to be the highest scoring Super Bowl ever in the history of Super Bowls.
Ooh,
let's do it.
But who are you actually rooting for? You got to root for a team.
Sorry, I can't do that.
What do I tell Fletcher Cox?
Tell him that I'm 50% with you guys.
Are you going to be rocking the 50-50 Kelce jersey that I got you?
Oh, yeah.
That Jason didn't get you, that I got you?
He was really upset the first time you guys played each other because I was coming at him and the 87's on the front. And so I had to turn around real quick because I could tell he was pissed.
I don't get upset.
What?
Time out. We got to get back to the rooting. You've said in the past that you root for me because I've given you grandkids. I've always known that you root for Travis. Who do you actually root for? In a battle to the death, me versus Travis, who are you rooting for?
If you were on a boat and you were in the middle of the ocean, who would you save, me or your father?
She came back with the quickness. She can't make it just, you know, she's got to split her time. She got to split her allegiance. She said, I'm 50% with you guys.
Right. Right.
So shout out to Mrs. Kelce, Donna Kelce, the mother, because she's winning either which way here. Absolutely. Whoever wins this game, she's winning too. So, and to have both your sons in this game playing each other, like, incredible.
It's we've seen it before. With basketball. You've never seen it with Super Bowl.
Have we seen it in the championship? Playing against each other?
Maybe. Not in football, but only in basketball.
I don't know. In the NBA Finals? I don't
know. In the archives. And the DeCupo brothers, I think they did something or somebody did something one time. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know.
That's a dig.
What's up, Chris Wynn? Appreciate
Chris
you
Wynn,
checking
I love
in.
You too, brother. Shout out to Chris Wynn, because Chris Wynn, you are one of the best outspoken people that I love on Twitter gang, for real. Like, you keep it 100. You keep it 1,000% on Twitter. And I am a huge fan of that for you. Keep doing your thing. I'm not gonna knock it. I need you to keep pushing and staying on their necks. Because you're the only one. You're the only one. So I love you for that. So keep doing what you're doing.
And that goes far from a certified approval by Mo. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
I for rock sure. with Chris, man. Chris, shoot. That's my guy.
Yeah.
He does. He stays on their necks and he calls them to the carpet.
That's good.
Like,
good.
We need fighters like that. I need people to not be sitting and being quiet and just going along with it just to get along. No, no, no. Chris, you keep rocking that boat, honey. Mama's got your back. That's in sports and everything. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Who are you going? You going with Philly too?
I'm going with Philly too. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what the prop bets are going to look like on that. Like, I wonder what kind of crazy, stupid bets.
In case you're having a Super Bowl party or anything, these are just some printables that you can do on the left here. You can print these out and do it as like a thing at your party, your Super Bowl party. But there's going to be crazy bets. It's going to be, you know, about Rihanna, how long Rihanna's songs will go, what songs she'll play. There'll be, you know, what color Gatorade is going to be the Gatorade bath for the winning coach. Will Travis Kelce score a touchdown? I mean, just all the basics. You know, it's the best thing to do is to go into a sports bet book to get the full, like, 100-page packet of these prop bets, because there's so many. But what's funny is the thing about the coin toss. The coin toss curse, apparently, the last 8 coin toss winners have lost the Super Bowl.
They've all been tails, right?
No. But whoever won the coin toss lost the Super Bowl. So they're basically saying, when the coin toss happens during the Super Bowl, whoever wins it, go back in their team immediately as an in-play bet.
Well, I thought the last few Super Bowls, it always ended on tails, right? Or no?
I'm not sure. I just know that whoever won the coin toss, whatever it was they called, has lost the Super Bowl the last 8 times.
Yeah, because I think it was tails every single time. I think I read that it was tails every single
time.
Well,
and then there was a guy on Bleacher Report who literally spent 6 hours of his day tossing 1,000 coins. And out of those 1,000, I believe 550 were heads and 450 were tails, like something like that. So to each their own. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I would never bet on something. I don't know. I don't want to bet on none of this. It's just such a crazy thing. It's like if I bet on something like this, I'll end up not winning and just be depressed for the game. I don't know. If there was a bingo or something like that, maybe I'd play that. But, I mean, I don't know.
They do have Super Bowl bingos that you can do too. So you can print those, pass them out.
I've seen those, and I've seen the quarter games where you move like with the quarter and stuff. Right. I mean, yeah. I just want it to be an entertaining game. I don't want to be a lackluster game. I don't want to be like last year's Super Bowl where all we're anticipating is the Super Bowl halftime show. I just need the play action to be back and forth, a strong defensive game on both sides, good offensive play on either side. I need some great catches. To not be blown so much.
Listen. And not terrible calls either,
and not
referees.
Terrible calls, yes. Let's be very clear on that. No terrible calls. I mean, if I could have my dream Super Bowl, there'd be no calls. Let's just go.
Yeah.
The ones that mattered. If there was a challenge, then yes, one challenge or whatever. But all that whistle blowing and stoppages, I don't like it.
It's a lot.
It is.
Tomorrow, the NFL Honors is on, hosted by Kelly Clarkson. So you can tune into that on the NFL Network. I believe it's like 6 o'clock Pacific time. So that's on tomorrow. We'll get to see who wins like player of the year, defensive player of the year, offensive player of the year, rookie, offensive player of the year, rookie, defense, and so on and so on and so on. Coach of the year and whatnot. So
are we going to talk about this Sean Payton thing with the Denver Broncos or not?
Yes, of course.
Did
we not know
that he was coming to Denver? I did not see that coming.
I really did not see that coming.
We had talked,
and I'm sure Russell Wilson didn't see it coming that he now can't have his coaches in the facility. He has private coaches that he's had have always been with him on the facility, and Coach Payton is putting a squash to that's not going to take place here. He said, "So
yeah."
I don't know. We'll see how this works for the Broncos. I mean, they've put up so much for Russell, and now they're giving up so much for Sean Payton. Is it going to even work?
Well, this is what's going to happen. Where Sean is, because he's a Zen master at coaching, players will follow. So some people are going to be showing up, and we might have some surprise guests that show up for the beginning of the season that want to play over here. But I don't see them getting any better. I don't know. Maybe I'm a
head of the Broncos. They got to get some receivers and stay healthy to do anything.
The coach, he could have came. Like, why the Raiders didn't go after it? Like, I just always look at my team. Like, why are we getting these? Why are we keep taking L's with some of this stuff? Like,
right.
And then the Broncos that were last in the division, a terrible season. They get blessed with Sean Payton? Really? He comes out of retirement for them?
Chris said he thought he was headed to L.A. with the Chargers.
I would have thought that too, but I don't know. I mean, you come out of retirement and this is where you got, like.
And this is what you're doing? Wow. Mile high?
Wow.
I don't know.
You trying to be close to Dion. I see what's going on. This is all Colorado. I see what's happening now. Now it just dawned on me. The light bulb's going off.
There's a lot of stuff happening in Colorado now.
I see what's going on. All right. Okay. Let's have it. That's what it is.
Hey, let's talk about your Lakers. So, Russell.
Three-team trade. This is so confusing and crazy at the same time. And welcome back, Deloading. I didn't think you'd ever come back to us, and you're back.
Look at that. Imagine that. So Westbrook goes to the Jazz along with a first-round pick for 2027. The Lakers get D'Angelo Russell, Michael Beasley, and Jared Vanderbilt. Jazz send Mike Conley and some picks to the Timberwolves. And the Jazz. Here's the deal. This is what's crazy. The Utah Jazz, with Russell Westbrook and whatever they got left, have 15 first-round draft picks through 2029. Does that blow anybody else's mind here?
And they keep giving up these crazy draft picks, and it makes no sense.
It's wild. What are your thoughts now for your team being able to finally?
Well, we're going to see what the future holds. I mean, I hate that Russell has finally kind of came into his rhythm being off the bench. Like we have stressed from previous season with him wanting to beg to start and actually found a way to make it work with the second unit. But we need young players and we need players that's going to, you know, kind of elevate our team, and Deloading is one of those players. I can't be mad at this. I think this gives us a chance to kind of move the needle a little bit. But if we had got Buddy Hield and all of that, and if we had kept all of our young squad and not let them go to New York or New Orleans and other places, we'd probably be up there number four, number three spot instead of number 13. This moves us probably at maybe not to two.
Make the play-ins, maybe? You going to make the play-ins?
Doubtful, but we'll see. We never know. I mean, Ryu Hachimura has been effective in the low post a little bit, defending, taking little shots. He's definitely a shooter. He's not the best to me as far as defense goes, but he's getting into some kind of rhythm. Played fairly decent last night.
Well, I'm sure it's helpful to have him, too, with AD sitting out still. Or he played.
I mean,
he
that was the only time we could see him make noises if AD's sitting out. I mean, with AD on the court, it's very hard for Ryu to even have a good game, I think, in my opinion.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. We also got Kyrie joining the Mavs.
Yeah.
His first game. How is he looking tonight? Have you noticed at all? I know.
They're actually at halftime right now, and the score is 60-52. So they have the Clippers up by 12, and no Luka tonight. So that's a whole lot.
Yeah, look at that. I know Kyrie was kind of bad talking the Nets and saying that he felt disrespected there, and he didn't want it to be a place where people appreciated him. So all I can say is I saw some of the videos of him in his first practice, and he was all smiles and seemed very happy in his press conference. So hopefully this works for him. You know, hopefully he gets to all the games and plays and does well. Hey,
yeah.
What can he do? So All-Star Weekend is in Salt Lake City, Russell's new home. It'll be there not this weekend, but next weekend. So look into that. Plus, the trade deadline is tomorrow by 3 p.m. Eastern, so noon here. Wonder what else
really
is gonna happen in this. Yeah. So we've got about a little over 16 hours until the trade deadline. So we could all be waking up to some massive news of some major trades. We'll see how that goes. Hey, I don't know. I don't know. I will say this. I had to show this. So I made a post about it, but I can't. I don't know what's up with these red boots that are coming out and going on sale.
I don't even know why you had to mention those stupid red boots, honey. It's
because they just drive me crazy. They look like a cartoon boot. And it's just like, why would anybody make these? Why would anybody buy these?
Well, they did. Quick, I don't even know if they were buying them or if they were giving. They look like the Kaz characters.
They're supposed to be $350 and coming out like in the next few days.
Are they Kaz? They look like the Kaz character.
Oh, wait, here.
Let me be clear. This is not fashion. This is goofy stuff. And it's giving the Kaz. Do you know the Kaz figurines?
Yeah.
Money and stuff. Uh-huh. That's what it's giving. It's giving that. It's giving Mickey Mouse Club. It's telling me that you're going to be in Claymation soon. It's telling me that you're about to be on the next animated
series. It's giving me like action. Mickey Mouse
it's like,
vibes.
It's not
like
even fashionable. Those boots are the worst things that they could ever think of a concept to do next to the garbage looking Kanye stuff that he was
putting
out.
It's like they stole them out of Disneyland.
Can you even walk in those things? Like, I don't even know like the circumference.
I don't even know how you put them on.
I don't even know the circumference of the toe box. What are you bumping into if you're walking in your house with those things on? What are you stepping on?
They're terrible, friends. They're terrible.
Take them to the moon.
Send them somewhere. Put them in the trash. Make them into planters. You could actually put some soil in there and get a great little house plant and put
them on SpaceX and take them to the moon. How about that?
We got to talk about the WNBA super teams. We got, there's this new thing happening right now. We've got these super teams within the Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty.
Oh yeah.
Courtney Vandersloot also signed with the Liberty. And of course her wife, Allie Quigley, decided to take the year off. I'm assuming because they must've knew that Courtney was going to be going to New York, and New York probably didn't have room for the both of them because they both were playing for the Chicago Sky. So we literally, listen, it's wild to know this is what your
Well, it needed to happen. We won a championship last year. You don't think these teams are not going to load up and do something? I mean, these Aces dominated the whole season. We never failed that whole season, consistently winning game after game after game for quite a while until we took a couple losses. So I knew something was going to have to be a shakeup. I mean, this is hopefully this is what gives the draw for more participants and more spectators to come to games, more revenue drawn, more national news coverage, more affiliates showing coverage of these games. I think these are the things that we need to have in motion.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy. I mean, if there's no injuries, this is what you're looking for your finals. And if there's if we don't get any kind of fines or any punishment for whatever they're investigating,
if that comes,
now,
we'll roll with it. We're survivors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Women are tough.
I did want to shout out those, so Kathy Engelbert went to Portland, and remember the sports bra? This is like the first women's only sports bar. It's not just for women to come there, but they only show women's sports in the sports bra. They had an event and they invited Kathy because they want to show the support for the Portland community to have another WNBA team. They haven't had one since 2002. So she came, and currently the possibilities for the WNBA expansion are Portland, Toronto, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Nashville. I think Portland would deserve. They need another professional sport out there in Portland.
That's great. That's actually really good.
Keep people out of trouble. Yeah. Let me get into some girl
power. Shout out to everybody that's joining the chat tonight. That's been corresponding with us. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. Please tell your friends that Girl Chat Sports is here. We are the best podcast in Las Vegas. The one of the twos of Mel and myself, giving you guys all of our sports takes. Having great dialogue. Guests are coming soon. We will have that, but we'd love that you guys are in the chat with us, conversating. So
it's all love.
It is
all love. Girl power. Of course, we got to give it up for Candace Parker because she's going to be commentating in the NBA All-Star Game. She is the first woman to provide the in-game color commentary during the NBA All-Star Game.
Get that bag, sis.
Man, listen. That's why she don't need to. She don't need half her salary.
She doesn't. I mean, they take pay cuts for a reason. They know where they can get their bag. They know where the money can get allocated to other people. Right. So yeah, get that bag, sis.
Yeah. We also got Autumn Lockwood, who's going to be the first Black woman coach in the Super Bowl. There's already been, I think, three other women in the Super Bowl that have helped coach. She will be with the Eagles organization. She's an assistant coach for them. So big shout out to her. Listen, big shout out to Jalen Hurts. This man has an all-female management team.
Absolutely.
From management, marketing, your agent, communications, all that, your whole team is women. And he is proving that to be
He's the epitome of girl power. I'm rolling with Jalen all day.
Absolutely. And then, of course,
his agent. I've been a big fan of hers even before she landed him and before she was an agent. She has made many, many strides, shattered many glass ceilings. Keep doing your thing, sis.
Absolutely.
Because she is a beast with it. And to have a great rapport with an A-plus client like Jalen Hurts is just, it's just great. It's amazing.
It is wonderful.
Keep that excellent.
And to wrap up the 2022 season, these are all the names of women that are involved in coaching in the NFL as well as officiating in the NFL.
Nice.
And this is a great number. You know, you got three referees. You've got a couple people on the Commanders, one for the Eagles, Browns, Bucks got two. The Giants got one. The Seahawks got one. The Bills got one. The Falcons got a couple. Let's see that list, increase into next year.
Like many teams in the league.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Brian Flores too. Speaking of football, he just became a defensive coordinator. He's back into the system.
Okay.
Wish him the best on that. And then
there's been a lot happening with the coaches too. I didn't even get into that because it's been
I wanted
a lot of DCs and OCs and everybody's moving around. So there's
make a difference,
Most definitely.
Yeah.
And I know you sent me, I want you to give us the backstory on this. We're going to get into some sneaker drops.
Well, that ain't the sneaker that dropped. The sneaker that
It's not. This is what we would hope to see.
Well, this was past the sneaker drops of Tiffany. Tiffany and Company has done this collab with Nike for quite some time. But the latest one was the Black Air Force One with the new buck suede and the Tiffany blue swoosh. Which to me was very mid, very lackluster, very lazy. You just didn't do anything with the design. Yes, it comes with the 595 Tiffany silver shoehorn. You get a little necklace. It's got the little Tiffany tag on the black. That's real silver. I get it. You're charging, what, $400 for these sneakers? The sneakers are not fantastic. The
sneakers were ugly. Because I think LeBron wore them to one of the games.
That was the best one they've done out of the Tiffany collection. There was other ones that they've done in the Tiffany collection in the past.
Now, those are nice. That the were ones, those ones fire. There were nice.
But
yeah.
These here, they're not tracking not with me. At all. And no. I prefer the apparel more than I do the sneaker because LeBron James had on the varsity jacket with Tiffany Company in the back. And okay. I prefer that and the apparel collection more than I would that sneaker. That sneaker is just not, it's not tracking, honey. It's giving lazy vibes. You guys didn't do the right thing. And Tiffany said, throw the blue on it and call it a day.
Somebody was like, I want to get out. Somebody was trying to leave work going and was like, nah, I'm done. We're done. We're out of here. We're out of here.
Yeah, people going to buy it though. It's going to be crazy. You know, I can't.
Valentine's Day is coming next week. In preparation for that, Nike is dropping the Air Jordan 1 Zoom CMFT2 Valentine's Day.
That looks like a new
These will be out tomorrow. Also dropping on Valentine's Day are these Nike Dunk Low with the little yellow heart there on the side, if you can see it. Those will be dropping on Valentine's Day. A little citrus. These are dropping tomorrow. The fours, the sea foams. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just
they can have them.
Yeah. I had to throw these in there. Of course, I hope I don't see anybody rocking these. But you know, Reebok has come with the Shaq Attack OG.
You know somebody going to be having those on.
Somebody going to have these on, and I'm going to laugh.
I believe if you wear it, you just wear it, just style it right. I don't have a problem with these Reeboks. I feel like everybody needs to not look so cookie cutter.
But I feel like compared to the actual ones that were released before, these ones look like they're made of plastic. They're not the Walmart
Shaqs. I mean, these are actually good Shaqs. They've got a pump on them. I don't think they're bad. I just think the materials look created right funky. With the right style and don't be looking like everybody else out on the street. Should be fine.
Hey, maybe. You got the crafts. The fours are coming out. The crafts got some of the different materials here. You kind of got the suede. There's some fuzzy tongue action going on. I like the colorways on this one.
And I got to tell you different materials. Chris, Shaq was rapping in Orlando. That first album I hate to say it, but it was tight.
The Shaq rap.
That Shaq album with I Know I Got Skills and Everything. Man, that was my jam.
It was good. All right, last one. The Air Jordan 1 85 highs. They made a panda out of them and they're going to be releasing on the 15th. Of course they did.
Because pandas are the Swiss.
And the panda dunks low and highs are going to get re-released on Valentine's Day for the 35th time this year.
Of course they are. I'm telling you, if anybody in society don't have a pair of pandas that want, there should be no excuse to not get these sneakers now. Unless you just preferably don't want them. But if you want them, there should be no reason for it to be a hard.
But clearly it's still hard because they have to keep releasing them because they keep on selling out. It's the
sneaker that keeps giving. Like I just
and they're still being, you know, resold for more money too on like StockX and whatnot. It's just yeah. Anyways, they're out there. That's the show. We went, of course, over an hour.
We did.
A lot to talk about. I ain't seen my girl in a minute, so that was
I know. Good.
Good
seeing you.
I'll catch up with you because I got something for you too. Thanks.
Hanging with the
Fishnickens.
Yes, he was Shaq.
For
Fishnickens,
yes.
Right. He sure was. Shaq Fu. Here we rock. That was my song.
Look at Chris coming through with the Shaq. What am I looking for? The word I'm looking for? Sheesh.
I don't terminology. Know. He had that song, Can We Rock? What's Up, Doc? That was my song.
Yeah. He was going, he had the whole little crisscross little head swing when he was.
Yeah, he did. And too. You can't stop the rain. You can't say that song wasn't bumping. Shaq had some skills, man.
Shaq's a DJ too, so he got work.
Hey, Shaq gonna get his paper. I say I'm open to anybody that has different multiple revenue streams. Get your bag.
He got the chicken fingers. He got the
and the they're pizzas. Hiring. So if anybody's looking for a job, Shaq's Big Chicken is hiring.
That's it. Shaq rap history.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Shout out to Steph Washington. What's up, girl?
Hey, Steph. How are you?
Hope all is
well.
Sorry
about your Cowboys, but not really.
My phone, my watch just picked up my voice and was looking up Shaq rap history. So that was pretty interesting.
Nice. And what are the Cowboys going to do next season, Stephanie? Nothing.
Hey, she was in the Pro Bowl. So she had a good time, it looked like. So she had a good time.
Was that her first Pro Bowl going?
I don't know. I just saw her post. So. No, I think she went to the one of the games there or something. Maybe.
Oh, she did. I did see her post with the Allegiant.
Yeah,
that's cool. I mean, it's something to do. Listen, the city has a lot of stuff going on. Like I said, it was a lot of people from, you could see on the vantage point of people attending the Pro Bowl. There was a lot of people there. So, you know, if you like it, I love it. Go for it. You know, that thing is boring.
You know what she was going to say, right?
Yeah.
Next year is their year.
Yeah, let's go for it. Let's go.
Hey, guys, that's a great show. We appreciate everybody that's tuned in. If you're just catching up with us now, you've missed like a whole hour and some change. Feel free to watch the replay, or you can hit up the YouTube at Girl Chat Sports. Subscribe. Yeah. Get the notifications when we post the new shows. And make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter. And we'll be back next week.
We'll catch you guys later.
Have a great week. Enjoy the weekend. Go Eagles. Go make your parlay bets.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
All right. We're out.
Bye.